This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Welcome to episode 121 of Sunday Supplement. It's a midweek special. I'm already bored of the sound of my own voice, so you should talk.
Okay, 121 is also the number that Simon dreamt he had bought of Bernard Manning CDs last night.
But that's almost true. I had a dream that I had a box set of Bernard Manning DVDs and there were 121 discs in it.
That's because you're that much of a fan.
Am I? I don't think I've ever actually seen any actual Bernard Manning comedy.
Then why do you
short
judge?
Snippets. I don't
judge. I've only seen short snippets as well.
I imagine his craft is absolutely fantastic. Just maybe his subject matter and material isn't. So,
Oui. Non. Pourquoi? Bien.
Oh, I see. You were doing French because I said
le
oui.
Oui
as in the collective pronoun. Us.
Oh, I see you and me.
Yeah.
There is no we, Simon.
There's loads of we. That's why there's nappies and toilets and...
That's why I have to take the piss out of you.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd burst and it would just be everywhere.
Little pee.
Yeah. We were in Bristol yesterday.
We were. We saw each other.
Yeah.
We actually touched fists.
We didn't, actually. We literally did not do that.
I hit you in the arm.
I bought us some double chocolate fudge cake that you ate all of and never gave me any hot chocolate fudge cake with ice cream.
Yeah, it was.
And I didn't get a single bite of it.
But I ate your chips.
You ate my chips, exactly. So I ended up, cake-wise, with a stale Jaffa cake bar.
Hey, I took you backstage at the BBC and you had enough cake to choose from.
Which was stale. That's the stale cake I had. And I caught your germs.
No, you didn't. Yes, I haven't got any germs to give you.
Got Izzy germs.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They're superior germs that look down
on people
snootily.
Yes.
Going,
but they
we're
can't
better
help but
germs.
Look down. I'm tall, so therefore my germs are tall.
I was talking metaphorically, not like literally.
Well, they're looking down on you. If I sneezed on you, it'd just hit your hair.
Gooey.
Ugh.
That would be gooey. Did you get a midweek paper with supplements in it?
Of course I did. I got The Guardian, which is what I'd have got anyway. But hey.
I got The Times, which is what I would have got anyway.
Ooh, so this is like Fox News versus MSNBC.
Is it? Am I Fox News in this analogy?
You are Fox News in
that
this analogy.
That means I'm best, because I've got like 100 times more listeners than you have.
Yeah, but I've got Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann. So I've got Klingon and Wesley Crusher.
I've got Papa Bear O'Reilly and Glenn Beck. Oh, shit. It's time to cut out and keep what are the best bits of our supplements from the midweek. It's a midweek special, after all. It's not that special.
Yeah.
It's just because we can't record after today, isn't it, really?
True.
Because you've got better things to do.
What? You're the one who's rushing me, Simon. I've barely sat down. I've barely managed to get the mic working, you know, and you're just rushing me. And anyway, I don't care. I've got two little things on the same page, and it's really lovely.
Okay.
One is called School Kids Get a Taste for Duck Soup, which is talking about film clubs, which are showing old movies to children.
They showed the Marx Brothers film, Duck Soup.
Yeah,
nice.
They did. Very, very funny, and I thought it was the best film I have ever seen, and I'm laughing at the silly talking.
Oh, cool.
That's from Lauren, who is six. But she says it's the best film she has seen. Now, how many films has Lauren at the age of six seen? I've probably seen four films at the age of six, because I had attention span of a gnat.
Yeah, but the point is, she thinks Duck Soup is the best film she's ever seen. It's not like she thinks Mighty Ducks 3... The Revenge of the Ice Hockey Players.
They could have shown her any film and she'd have thought it was the best film she ever seen.
No, they couldn't have shown her Christoph Kieslowski's Tricolore Bleu.
They could have shown her Lesbians from Outer Space.
Is that such a film?
I imagine
so. Or is it just a film in your collection on your hard drive?
That's one little article on the page. I've also got Pass Notes, which is talking about the Nudge Unit. Have you heard of the Nudge Unit, Simon?
What's the Nudge Unit?
Well, its age is a few months. Mm. Its appearance is Camerarian.
Mm.
Cameronarian. There.
Yeah.
And it's not a replacement for the Bill or a TV show. It's actually a group set up by the Cabinet Office to change the way people act economically and socially. It's basically, there's this chap called Richard Thaler, and it's the idea that governments are better off designing environments, providing the right choice architecture, which is easy for people to make better choices for themselves and for society, rather than nanny state. In Holland, what they did to stop men pissing on the floor, they put little stickers of flies on the urinal.
Yeah, I've seen things like that. Volkswagen are running a thing about it. I lucked out this week because the supplement in the Times on Wednesday was Eureka, their monthly science supplement.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And it's a proper magazine and everything. And there is loads of brilliant stuff in it. And I'm just going to pick out a couple of things which I like. Do try this at home. It's an experiment with two bars of chocolate, a radiator and a fridge. And you put your first bar of chocolate on a plate on top of a radiator, and you put your second bar of chocolate in the fridge. Then when the first bar of chocolate goes soft, you put it in the fridge and let it cool down. And then when they're both cool at the same temperature, you taste them, and they will taste differently. And the question they ask is, which one will taste worse?
I'd just take them both on the radiator and smear them on my face.
It's not really an experiment, though, is it, that?
That is an experiment. It's an experiment to see how much chocolate can Izzy eat off her own fingers.
As much chocolate as in the house, I would imagine, is the answer to that question.
It's a good experiment. I like that.
I've also got The Science of Santa Claus, which you initially think, oh, God, they're going to say Santa couldn't possibly exist and couldn't do all the things. But they've pointed out how scientifically he could actually do all these things.
Right.
So he could visit 152 million Christian households in a 48-hour period if he used wormholes.
Which he might do.
Which he might do, yeah. If he doesn't use wormholes, he could have made himself a warp drive bubble of space-time as developed by the physicist Chris van der Broek. And he could put his sleigh in it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Warp Bubble of Space-Time had a very shiny nose.
Well, maybe his nose is a warp bubble. Maybe that's a metaphor. And the other one is, if his toys were a certain size, the volume would make Santa explode and burn up at the speed required to move them. But not if they were grow-your-own toys. Tiny packages containing self-assembling molecules that grew into toys before morning. Which is a technology already available at the University of Washington as invented by Babak Parviz.
But do they talk about the fact that he employs slave labour?
Yes.
In elves? Yes. They do?
They do talk about elves. They say that's probably how he manages to do most things. It says that the elves are probably clones.
Clones?
Yeah.
So he has his own clone army?
Santa Claus is Darth Vader, yes.
He can't be Darth Vader, because then when he comes down your chimney, he'll go...
What's really good is that you're breaking up as you do that noise.
Nice. So it sounds good.
It did sound robotic. Yeah. I win by a mile. You've got fucking David Cameron talking bollocks out of his
arse. Nice little insight as to how the country is getting more and more screwed around by the same tired policies, which they're calling nudge units. At the bottom it says, it's the same old then. Oh yes, indeedy, same old. Not to be confused with nadgers. To be confused with a load of old bollocks. You see?
See, it is a load of old bollocks. I win. I have a science supplement. The end.
Yeah, but it's not a proper science supplement. You're talking about Santa. That's not science.
I win.
No, you don't.
It's article or farcical then. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which she's ripped maniacally and violently from her newspaper, and one of which she has gently teased out of her anus or something. I don't know.
And what are you talking
about? I don't
know. Just revolting.
I don't know.
You always bring my anus into every conversation.
It's because when we first started doing this, you always said that you pulled the farcical out of your ass.
No, out of my bottom. Not out.
It's the same thing.
I might have a different orifice just for farcicals.
Called a bottom.
As part of my bottom that isn't my anus.
No, then it's not an orifice, is it?
It could be an orifice. I might be very genetically...
You're saying you're a freak. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's not coming out of my anus. And what is coming out of my anus is just a response to you talking. Right. I have taken all the articles this week off one page. It's called Notes and Queries.
Right. You were just too lazy to look for more.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, it's readers' questions that they've questioned in and are expecting an answer to. Some have answers, some don't. So question number one. Why is it more expensive socks never stay in pairs, where cheap socks always seem to have a partner?
That's not true. I ball my socks up into pairs, so they always stay as pairs.
Well, aren't you the clever one?
Well, that's sensible.
Number two, I still have tadpoles in my garden pond. How unusual is this, and will they survive the winter?
I don't expect they're tadpoles. Do you?
I have very little to suspect.
I pretty much think they're probably dead now, if the water's frozen.
Possibly, unless they're like superhuman tadpoles.
Superhuman tadpoles? The flaw in your argument is inherent in what you just said.
Why do I think I look better when I look in the mirror than when I look at myself in photographs?
That's a lighting issue. Simple as that, really.
And finally, are vampire bats named because they suck blood like monsters of legend, or were the monsters named after vampires because they suck blood like the vampire bat?
Ooh, an etymology question.
Yeah.
Have I got a guess which one's made up?
Yeah.
Or have I got a guess which one hasn't got an answer on the page?
There's only one that doesn't have an answer on the page.
So if I can guess that one as well as the one that is made up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The one that hasn't got an answer is the socks one.
Okay.
And the one you've made up is the tadpoles one.
Okay.
Okay.
Professors Walsh and Downey tell us that overwintering tadpoles are choosing to remain in ponds. The news that tadpoles are capable of exercising choice will add a new dimension to the philosophical debate over free will. That's from Andy Lewis in Maidenhead.
Bollocks.
So there we go. They've chosen to remain in a pond.
So which one hasn't got an answer?
The one that doesn't have an answer. Are vampire bats named because they suck blood like the monsters of legend, or the monsters named vampires because they suck blood like the vampire bat? And that's quite a nice thing to say over and over again.
So, just going back a bit.
Yeah.
The tadpoles are just lazy.
Yeah, they just went, oh, it's a bit cold out there. I'll stay in the pond, thanks.
That is my kind of tadpole.
Maybe they're all called Peter Pan.
So which one is the farcical?
Well, it was the socks that was the farcical.
Oh,
I made that one up. And the reason it happens with me, because I got nice stripy socks. And then I've got normal boring like pop socks. And the reason why I've got so many pairs of the boring pop socks is because when they all go in the wash together, I can pair them up whichever way I like. Whereas all the striped ones have to find their perfect mate. And if I've forgotten to put the other one in the wash, then I always have one dirty, one clean. It's just a nightmare.
So this whole section was an excuse for you to whinge about your socks.
Shut up. But you're wrong about the people looking worse in photographs than they do in mirrors. It's not necessarily a lighting issue. It's because you're used to seeing the side of your face in a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And then in a photograph, it looks a bit weird to you. That's the main thing that they say.
It's time for emails.
Yeah.
We're both quite sleepy, I think.
I think that's it. It's a bit weird doing this on a, like, it's Friday night, and if I don't have a gig on a Friday night, my ultimate Friday night, sitting in, dressing gown, hot chocolate, oh, it's good.
Listening to Any Questions?
Oh, no. Any Questions really irritates me. If it's a news quiz, that's amazing, but it's a Now show at the moment, which isn't as good. But anyway, so we've now got a letter here from Johnny in Dorset. It says, Dear Izzy and Simon, I vacuum my cat. He loves it. The whore. Also, my friend vacuumed her budgie. It died. That's from Johnny in Dorset. There we go. Well done, Johnny. I want to know your friend's name and the name of the budgie.
My cat, before he died, not in a Dyson-related incident, I hasten to add, hated the vacuum. He just used to leg it. You could actually clear him out of a room just by doing housework.
You tend to leave a room sharpish if there's any housework to do. I certainly do.
I don't.
I see people cleaning, I walk away.
I'm quite house proud.
I kind of am. I have spurts.
Don't want to talk about that. Dear cockheads, suck monkey cock and your podcast is the epitome of balls. Keep up the good work. Dave from Nebraska. That's hate mail.
That's really cool. Oh, I see. Oh, we still get a bit of hate mail. Can you please, when you do your hate mail, though, put it as a subject hate mail so we know that you're being slightly ironic? Because it does make Simon cry.
I don't think I've ever cried at hate mail.
You've cried, though.
I cry a lot.
Aww.
I cried during Up and Toy Story 3. And when you ate my f***ing cake in the pub last night.
And when I vacuumed your budgie.
I've never had a budgie. I don't want a budgie. And if I did have a budgie, it would have to be Tweety Pie. The actual Tweety Pie.
That was canary.
What's the difference? They're both yellow little birds, aren't they?
No, they're not. Budgies can be any colour. They can be green and
blue or white
or greeny yellow.
I don't approve. All caged birds should be yellow and they should think they saw a pussycat. If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's the randomizer Skyzer. I should have a DJ voice, not this stupid nasally twang that echoes through my own head until I'm bored of it.
You should.
You can choose from Eureka.
All right. Or...
Eureka.
That's the only supplement you got.
Yeah.
Okay, I choose Eureka.
All right, it's between page 1 and 58.
Okay, I'll go with 28.
Now, this is my opportunity to prove that everything in this week is brilliant. This is an article about how they've taken all the things that work in Chinese herbal medicine and distilled it all the way down to one pill called Naxintong.
Right. All the things that work in Chinese, but surely that's just medicine.
Yeah, that's the point of the article, is say you take all these herbal remedies that have some effect and you can boil them down and make them better by turning them into an actual pharmaceutical pill.
And what does it do, this pill?
Hang on. I don't know. I haven't read it. I just go by the pictures. It may not actually be about what I just said. But the pictures seem to suggest that. If you choose another page, I will prove that everything in here is brilliant.
No, that's not how this section... Okay, four.
Four. Damn. That's an advert for the BMW X3.
My point proven.
Damn it. What can I choose?
I've got society, I've got financial, I've got G2, which is the only bit that sort of flops out. I've got sport as well.
Aren't G2 and opera singers from the X
Factor? That's G4. Okay. Alright, G2's 1 to 28.
Did I choose G2 or did you just presume I chose it?
You said G2, so
So if I say a word, it actually happens, does it?
Yes.
Cool. Cameron
Diaz.
Gold?
It is cool as well.
Oh. Right, go ahead, between page 1 and what?
28.
15.
Ooh, this is Dress the Party. So, it's basically got, can women wear jeans to the office party?
Why can't you wear jeans to an office party?
Because there was a moment a few years ago where wearing jeans to a party was akin to wearing taffeta, i.e. massively outdated. Thankfully, that hiatus is over, but the rules have changed. Neat indigo jeans, heels and nice top is better. It's beta, actually, they've put. I don't know if they're being cool or if I just don't understand the word beta. Should I dress differently for a departmental drinks and a big office bash? Yes. Is it okay to wear red? It most certainly is. And what if I don't want to spend any money? Then you're in luck. So there we go.
That's terrible. Let's flop out the diametrically opposed humdongerage of the worst bits of our supplements.
Dong, dong, for whom the bell tolls.
Are you doing an impression of Big Ben?
For whom the bell end tolls.
You're just saying dirty words today.
Crevice.
Talking of which, I've got a columnist talking about Julian Assange, the sinister Australian whistleblower from WikiLeaks, as he describes him. But anyway, the point is, he's called Julian Assange, which means a monkey, I reckon. Assange.
Lassage.
He's talking about how he's like Thomas Gabriel from Die Hard 4.
What?
Exactly. As though that's some sort of insight. He hasn't got a kung fu kicking girlfriend for a start.
Yeah, that's true.
He then goes, Hillary Clinton doesn't need an extradition order for Assange. She needs a wisecracking New York cop in a vest. Yippee-ki-yay, etc., etc. If you're going to write a die-hard-based criticism of someone, you could at least have the balls to say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And I've just realised I will have to beep the word fucker.
You could always just read out the ingredients of a Twinkie. That's the best quote from Die Hard.
No, it's not. The best quote from Die Hard is when he goes, are you aiming for these people? And he goes, no. Well, maybe the mime. That's the best. There are lots of good. I know what a TV dinner feels like.
That's a good one.
How can the same shit happen to the same guy twice?
Mr. Takagi won't be joining us for the rest of his life.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He does sound very much like a goat. Alan Rickman's opening lines. Ladies and gentlemen.
So is Alan Rickman your humdonger this week?
No, I've got The Pole. It's basically a diary by Charlotte Higgins. The arts fight back begins with MI5, Stella, her rubbish spy, I trust the RSC, insults, yeah, most of it's pretty good. But for some reason, she's done a poll which says, Katie Price has been asked to guest edit today on Radio 4. Would you do a better job than the usual team? 20% says yes, 80% says no. What's the point of that? Right, one, it's not a poll question proper. It's stupid. And two, of course it's going to have that answer in the guard. I mean, it's just point. It's like, you know, the Sun running a poll saying, ooh, are you a bit worried about immigrants?
Or is the BBC worth the licence fee? Yeah.
Exactly. So this week's question, if you're interested, is the DVD industry is in crisis. Are you still buying them or do you download? That's arts.guardian.co.uk/the poll.
Do you know what? I'm not interested. It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's not even a contest.
Well, you've only got one.
Well, I said I've only got one. Doesn't mean I actually have only got one.
You're just rubbish, Simon.
I have only got one, but that's not the point, right?
You got that. You're filling Murdoch's pockets just so you can get stupid science stuff about Santa, which isn't a science subject.
But here's the thing, right? Murdoch, right, has got to have huge pockets for all his money, right? And if I didn't fill his pockets, he'd be walking round with ridiculously oversized, useless pockets. And people would trip over them. He'd leave small children in them. Cars would get lost if they tried to park near him. I am doing the world a service.
Is that how Robert Maxwell died? Because his pockets were filled with money.
No, because he'd lost all the money and the gust of wind caught his oversized pockets and blew him off his yacht.
Now, not that I wish the death of anybody, but wasn't that genuinely regarded as a good thing after he ripped off all those people?
Yeah, he wasn't a nice man.
No.
But
he didn't deserve to die, though, Simon.
No, exactly.
But the fact that he did die, because we didn't give him any money to fill his pockets with, so they blew away in the wind and he lost his life off a boat. I mean, surely that would be...
Are you basically wishing death on Rupert Murdoch and blaming me for him still being alive?
No, I'm saying that you are filling Rupert Murdoch's overly bluest pockets, and I don't know if I approve of that.
Tough. I still got the better supplements.
You haven't got any poetry in yours. You haven't got any soul in yours.
But it's a science article.
Remember being a kid and counting the days till Santa arrived? I feel that way about this whole season. In Siberia, they say your breath can freeze and fall to the ground. It's known as the whispering of the stars.
Except that's not poetic.
That's
just a bloke thinking he's poetic.
Oh, shut up. It's not. It's right, a lovely article.
Are you genuinely saying that that's a beautiful thing?
It's not bad. It's a fact. And it's pretty.
I really want to take you to, like, the Guggenheim. And you just walk around and go, it's not bad. It's all right. I don't mind it. It's okay. When are we having meatballs?
That's what I do a lot. In art galleries, there's this huge pressure that you have to like everything and, like, get it. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you go around the Tate and you actually think, I think they haven't done a very good job here. Sometimes you get your head blown off and go, wow, that's amazing. But it's not as often as you go around going, waste of time.
Yeah, but at least that's better than saying not bad. You'll basically say it's not bad. Not, I hate it. I don't like it. It doesn't speak to me. Not that a painting speaks to you, but you know what I mean.
I've got pretty pictures of icicles.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I do.
You can't offer up a visual entry into an audio-based podcast.
I'm offering you up a visual entry right now.
Is that some vague threat?
That is me saying I'm swearing at you down Skype, but you can't see because I've got my video off.
You're putting your V's up at me, yes?
Perhaps, or I might be offering you a visual entry.
Dirty.
Yeah.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Wednesday was The Times.
The Guardian.
No!
Guardian.
It's The Times. I win. You know I win. If you'd had it, you'd be arguing otherwise. If you want to write to us, please do it. sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit us on our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group or at Facebook. Or you can tweet us.
Yeah, my Twitter is Izzy_Lawrence. So that's ISZI_LAWRENCE. Simon's got one too.
Piss you! What is it? It's Psy Dun, isn't it? Yeah. Cheerio!
Yeah, have a good weekend as well as a week. And it's exciting things. It's not that exciting. Just because he gets a science supplement, I mean, that's just it. He cheated as well, because he said, I'm getting the Times before I had even a choice. So I got the Guardian, so it's normal. So he would basically plan the entire thing. He wanted to do a midweek one. We could have recorded early on Sunday, just because I've got a gig in the evening. He's just lazy. He doesn't like getting up on a Sunday. That's all it is. I should have won. That's all I'm saying. Pretty pictures in the Guardian. And you feel better. You don't feel dirty buying that newspaper. So I still say I won. And I think in the statistics, I will have won. So I'm pretty good. I'm feeling quite positive.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.